Hey guys, welcome to the Michael Arthur Show on Be Terrific. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful day. Well, not so beautiful, but any day above ground where you get to see another day is a beautiful day to me. So I'm grateful and happy to be here. Happy to be here with you, Terrific, specifically. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. Michael will be joining us soon enough. He's going to hop into the show. I'm going to go ahead and get things started for today. But I guess this was an interesting weekend. Hopefully you guys were able to check out some of those shows and the documentary I recommended. Hopefully you can give us some feedback on what you thought about my suggestions. And hopefully some of the picks that I gave towards the end of the week, last week, was able to help some of you guys, or you were at least able to tune in and stay involved with teams that you were following. It was a really good week for me, fantasy-wise. It was a struggle at first due to injuries, but I have some guys coming back. Thomas Ross pretty much showed up this week and made himself established as the running back that I thought he was going to be when I drafted him initially. So that was definitely good to see. It's been a struggle for me this season, as I mentioned before, battling through energy. Like, that's something to battle through. Battling through injuries, I should say. It's been tough, but I've stayed afloat. And now my team is finally getting healthy, and I'm still in the playoff picture. So things are looking up. Hopefully I can make a run and finish the season with back-to-back fantasy championships. So we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you guys in tune as the season goes along and let you know of the progress I've made or lack thereof. So we'll see. But how about those Cowboys, huh? Another win? Another impressive win? I mean, Dak Prescott seems to be getting week by week. He's looking like a poised vet. Really knows how to control the game. It's putting everybody in the positions they need to be in. And that's something I definitely admire in seeing a young player. It's something you expect to see in vets, but, I mean, the guy is performing. Can't say anything else. Ezekiel Elliott, not one of his stronger games yesterday, but nonetheless, he still put on a strong performance enough to help his team get to the victory. So the Cowboys are just running on all cylinders. Everything is clicking for them. So just impressive to see. I'm sure the Giants don't have such kind things, or Giants fans don't have such kind things to say about the Cowboys and how they're looking, because, I mean, the Giants are looking pretty impressive themselves. I mean, Eli is doing pretty well. Odell, after all the controversy, has finally made it about what's going on with him on the field, and he's producing. The defense is showing up. I mean, that was one of the question marks leading into the season, and I think they've answered that. They're really, really good. I'm not going to say they're not great, but they're a good defense, you know. They're good enough to, like, make an impact. They're good enough to make stops. And they're good enough to complement this offense enough to make them someone to pay attention to. I was telling some friends yesterday, I think I told you guys this last week, I expect the Giants right now, as of right now, the Giants and the Cowboys are going to duke it out to be the representative out the NFC. That's what I expect to see, at least according to what we've seen up to this point so far. I know a lot of people who have asked me about Seattle. Great looking team. Defense looks strong per usual. Offense is getting there. It's the same old thing, but there's something missing that I can't quite pinpoint about Seattle that makes me a bit hesitant to pick them to come out the NFC. I feel like they're missing something. Maybe it's because, this could be controversial as well, I guess they have the worst quarterback out of the bunch. If we really had to, like, get down to it, I mean, when you compare Russell Wilson, impressive. But I like Dak Prescott a little bit more. I know he's a rookie, but I like him more. I like Eli more. He's a proven champion, proven winner in this league. So that's that. But ladies and gentlemen, I think that we have a special guest. He may be ready to join us soon, but I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna keep this going a little longer until he gives me the cue. I think he might be ready. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, your own Michael Artsis.
You're very funny, Kevin. Welcome to the Michael Artsis Show, everybody. Thank you. Sorry I'm a little late. Thank you for joining us, joining the Slack chat now, at BeTerrificTV on all social media. Do you, we need to make you a little bit more of a renaissance man. Every time you're alone, you talk sports and only sports. We're going to give you a sports show, but you gotta also... do other things than talk sports. How's that sound?
Oh, man, I think that sounds good, man. But you know I love sports. I absolutely love sports.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Eli. I imagine you were talking about Dak when you said that we should have audio going through the whole place, you know?
Yeah, we should. Yeah. And we do, to my understanding. But you were saying about Dak and Eli?
What was I saying about Dak and Eli? Oh, you were comparing them. Is that what you were doing?
You were
saying how impressed you are with Dak, but you'd stay with Eli because Eli is a proven Super Bowl champion.
I was saying something along those lines. I was saying that Eli, and it's going to be between Eli and Dak pretty much.
All right, I didn't watch the games yesterday. Did Eli look good? I watched a little. I had a little of the Giants game while I was eating lunch with Jack. Did Eli look good?
He looked good enough.
I never got to the highlights last night. We've been busy here. I've been busy. Been busy on working on stuff for the Terrifics, for everything.
No, you have. I mean, you're one of the busiest men. I always mention that.
Oh, stop. I just got back from the city. I had lunch at the Blue Water Grill. Blue Water Grill. Listen to me talk. I sound like a Long Islander. I just got to slur the water part. I had lunch with the wonderful people at Brotherhood Sister Soul at the Blue Water Grill, which you may remember. The Blue Water Grill is from Sex and the City. That's the big place Carrie Bradshaw likes to go for brunch on Sundays.
Yeah, how was it?
It's not my favorite place. I'm not a seafood guy. I don't want to go to a seafood restaurant. But it was fine. It was good. And the waiter was great. I think his name was Charles.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. This sounds so funny. He recognized me from New York One. He's like, did you used to be on New York One? I was like, yeah, I did.
It's funny.
Yeah.
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 Got yourself a little bit of a...
That's a long time ago at this point. It might be another lifetime ago.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels that way.
I had hair back then. How did he even recognize me? I guess my face hasn't changed. He's like, your voice and your face seem the same. I said, oh, okay, thank you. I'm looking at that monitor. Man, I got to lose weight. So, hey, by the way, I got a big announcement. This is super cool. It's actually on my desk. This weekend, or while I was away last week, I started to get screeners. You know what screeners are, Kevin?
No, what are they?
Screeners are advanced copies of movies that you can watch and then talk about on the air, and you'll have seen them. That's a very big deal. That's due to you guys, the Terrifics. Now, two of the screeners are for movies that are already out, but they're about to have their DVD release. So, they send them to you, and then you can talk about the DVD release. But two of them are films that aren't out yet.
Oh, man. So what are the films?
Well, here's the only other problem, though, Kevin. You're all excited about the films. I don't really know where I'm going to find a place to play them, considering that they're DVDs.
Yeah, DVDs. I mean, they started making those. Like, how long?
Yeah.
So
maybe we could, I don't know. I guess
we're going to
play
them. Right?
We don't have any laptops with CD drives. We're going to have to maybe throw it in the PlayStation 4.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't watched any of them. But Sully was one of them.
Sully.
Yeah, so that must be coming out on DVD. That's what they were saying.
Okay.
And then, or Blu-ray, I guess. Maybe it's a Blu-ray. I didn't even look. They were just discs. And then there's the Illumination of Pets or something like that.
Illumination of Pets.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me see.
Doesn't ring a bell.
By the way, I also found out I have an IMDb page. I got to tweak it. Apparently, you can edit it once you get one, but I'm officially on IMDb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For my work on the series After the Lights Go Out or something like that on NFL Players.
Oh.
Yeah. What's this called? Illumination of Pets. Let's see what happens. Oh, Illumination of the Life of Pets? The Secret Life of Pets? I don't know. This is hard. I was like, this is great to watch with Jack. I think. Illumination Secret Life of Pets. Yeah. It can't. So this is, I think, one that's on DVD. Like, coming out on DVD now.
Okay.
It premiered, oh my God, July 8th. I like how they assume that I didn't watch it anyway. 873 million at the box office. Anyway, I'm excited to see that one. That one looks cool. Well, because I could watch it with Jack. It's not often that I can get a movie that I could watch with Jack and then talk about on the air.
That'd be cool.
Dude, this is so cool. I forget what the other two movies are. But how cool is this that I'm getting screeners now?
No, those are real cool. Yeah. I mean, hopefully you get a lot of that Marvel and Capcom stuff too.
I mean, we could like sit in the office and screen these in the studio.
Hey, I can screen movies all day, man.
Yeah.
I love to watch a good movie.
But because then we can talk about it on the show.
Of course. Definitely give the Terrifics.
I used to go to movie screenings. That was a whole different process.
Oh, man.
This is like better. You get the movies beforehand in your own place.
That just seems like a different level of cool altogether.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, watching the movie with the people that are in it. Like,
yeah.
That's
I was super excited about it. I was like, screeners? Really?
I mean, I would be too.
You're like, wow, now you know Be Terrific is big when you're getting screeners.
No, that's pretty cool.
Right?
That's definitely cool.
I have to write an email to somebody at Cumulus.
It'll be good, too. I kind of, last week while you were gone, I kind of added my own thing there where I gave the Terrifics a preview of, well, not a preview, but my thoughts on what they should watch as far as the top shows go.
And on television?
And
what'd you tell them?
I told them to watch Black Mirrors.
Yeah, that's supposedly an amazing show. I got to watch that. I just finished The Americans. By the way, I didn't think the season ended that well. But otherwise, I thought the season was good. So what you told Black Mirror?
Yeah, I saw Black Mirrors. I told them to watch Black Mirrors, which is a good show.
You've watched it?
Yes, I've watched it.
What is Black Mirrors about? Because I've heard all sorts of different things now.
Well, it's almost like a Twilight Zone.
All right, don't tell me. I'm going to watch it.
Okay, all right. That's all you needed to hear?
No, I just you're going to start telling me and I don't want to know.
Okay.
I decided I don't want to know.
All right, but it's a good show nonetheless. Hopefully some people watch that. That I recommended. The other show was Westworld on HBO.
Yeah.
New series. I think that was pretty good.
Okay.
And the
I don't think I'm into that show, but I don't even know. I think because you remember Waterworld? That's what screws
with Kevin
me
Costner?
Yeah. Did you ever see that?
I didn't. I heard it. I would waste my time if I did.
Right. So it's kind of like it's hard to. All right, I'll have to look at Westworld. Everybody says it's really good.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I met a young lady in Turks who, who does marketing for HBO. She was very impressed with what we were doing.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. She's interested in having us do some stuff for HBO.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know if that'll happen, but.
I mean, we'll see.
Anyway, where's Janny? I don't even see Janny today. I guess I'm not in the Slack chat early enough, so everybody's like, they ditched it. There's very few people in the Slack chat today. You Terrifics are amazing who are in there. Anyway, so what were you saying?
Yeah, Westworld, and then I gave him a documentary. I told him to watch the 13th documentary that's on Netflix as well. I think I've mentioned it to you. I've told you and Adam to.
I'm just glad we're not talking sports for a second. I feel like every time you're on microphone, it's got to be sports.
See, that's why I decided to do that. I wanted to give them a different element of me outside of sports, you know?
I'm glad. I didn't
see
that
show. It's more to me than just sports. But
I was on a plane.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're always on a plane nowadays. Might as well live up there, man.
No, thank you. Maybe. It might be, you know, it might be more free than where I live now.
Well, a terrific private plane. The terrific jet is definitely.
Hey.
Something that we have, it's coming.
It's coming?
Yeah, it's coming.
It is?
I don't know. I don't have an exact date, but it's going to come.
You let me know when we can make that happen.
All right.
But yeah, I'm excited about the screeners. I mean, that's like a big deal. I think when, it's hard to remember, but I'm pretty sure when I started in the business, and I just wanted to go to movie screenings. And then when I went to movie screenings, and I went to movie premieres and covered them, I was like, oh, hey, if I could get screeners at home, then I'll have made it, you know? And so, like, I got them, and I was like, And then I was like, wait a second, that's screeners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, screeners. I mean, I can understand feeling like, you know, that signifies your moment. You made it.
You know what? I'm going to have to show them to you. Then you're going to be like, wow. And they're not, like, they're real movies. I mean, Sully is a real movie.
No, yeah.
Like, this is the way it happens usually. When I got, when I started to, you know, get going in the business, you get invited to, like, all these independent films and stuff. And then you get the major motion pictures. And then when you're at the major motion pictures, you know, you get to the movie premieres. And then you go from the movie premieres, and now this. Is this is a big deal, though.
Oh, I mean,
it's all because of the Terrifics, because they want me to talk to the Terrifics about these movies and promote them.
I mean, it's awesome. So
yeah,
I think the Terrifics are going to really take a liking to this as well, get to hear about some of these movies beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, so it's awesome. Looking forward to that.
I got to, by the way, this weekend I also, wow, there's this video I'm going to have to show you guys in a few minutes or something. Let me just check this out again. There's I was seeing this. The New York Post was reporting this. A baby falls off a changing table. His 9-year-old brother races across the room, caught on baby cam, and catches the kid.
That's awesome. That's crazy. Yeah.
And they say saves the kid. I don't know that the kid. Lots of kids fall off. Babies fall off changing tables. But I mean, certainly saves a lot of trouble.
No, definitely does. And it's
and a possible connection. This was on the Nest cam. It's pretty cool.
No, that's pretty cool. And it's like kids nowadays, I feel like I saw other stories where kids are just kind of like, you know, taking on adult roles with their heroic actions.
Really?
You know, it was another story, I believe, a kid was driving with their grandmother. This was about a week or two ago. And I think she started to have maybe some kind of like a heart attack or some kind of attack. And the kid was able to kind of hold the wheel, steer it in the right direction.
I was always ready for that as a kid. I was.
That was cool.
I was always ready.
Were you?
Yeah.
Those type of things.
I actually think we should get my mother on the phone because I actually think, and now she's going to call, and I don't even have the computer hooked up. I unhooked it so I could look at the Slack chat. I actually think I did take the wheel a couple of times. My mother is MS. So she was in like 900 car accidents. Now it's definitely going to ring. She really was. Hello. She was in like 900 car accidents by the time I was like 15.
Wow. So yeah. You were always prepared to kind of have to jump in.
I did take the wheel at one point.
Did you? Maybe 12, what age was that?
No, like 12. I think I like 12. Grabbed a wheel and was driving like this, you know. Yeah.
So you had an idea of how to operate a vehicle at that
age?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I was driving golf carts at like 9. And I think even younger, I would sit on my father's lap and drive his car. Like he would push the pedals and I would steer in parking lots. I used to ask him if I could do that.
So you really were ready?
Oh, at 12? My God, I was beyond ready. I was driving go-karts and everything. Golf carts, go-karts, side carts.
No, but that's good to know. I mean, obviously kids won't be driving on the road with their own vehicles. But just in case of something like that happening.
Oh, of course. I think it's good for, like a 12-year-old to be able to take control of the car if they absolutely had to.
Even younger than
somebody has a heart attack behind the wheel, sure.
It's only in case of emergency.
Yeah.
You know,
as long as they don't do it when they're not supposed to.
Which happens as well, but.
What? When does that happen?
I know. See, you haven't even told me this, but I'm almost positive before you got your license,
you took
your dad's car
Never.
Or someone's car out for someone's like a
maybe.
Joyride. Okay.
I didn't take anybody's car out for a joyride.
No one before you got your license? No one? I don't know.
Before I got my license or my permit?
Oh,
see, okay. We had this thing in New York. I had a permit, and then there was a junior license. Okay.
All right.
So I think with a permit, I did some things. And then with a junior license, you could get a work license. So you had to have a job, and then you could drive to and from work, but I drove everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But technically, I had permission. I mean, I didn't, like, not tell my parents what I was doing. I took the keys from my mother and said, I'm driving.
No, that's cool. That's not bad, but I don't know. I have it in mind.
Well, there was one night my mother wasn't feeling well. I was, like, 15.
Yeah.
16, 15, I want to say 15. We went to dinner in the city. I was living in the city. My mother came into dinner, and we went somewhere in Times Square, and then I drove back to 13th Street where I lived.
Okay. I mean, listen.
But in New York City, I think even at that time you had to be, now in New York State, I think you have to be 18 to drive. At that time in New York City, you had to be 18. You couldn't use a junior license in the city, even though I did.
All right.
Yeah.
So you bend the rules, but I kind of thought you
bend them.
I thought you bent them a little bit more than did.
Nah, I mean, I had friends who took their parents' cars. I wasn't really into taking a car out. Maybe it was my grandfather told me that a car is really a weapon, and I kind of respected that for a little while.
No, it's a good thing that resonated because that definitely is the case, you know?
Yeah, you have to respect the cars.
If you have no idea at all how to operate a vehicle, it can be a big problem.
But I'm a good driver, Kevin. You've been in the car with me. I mean, when I'm not... You know,
driving 100 miles an hour?
Okay. No, when I am driving 100 miles an hour, I'm a good driver.
I mean, yeah, that wasn't bad. We got to where we need to go way ahead of time, too, than the estimated time. I remember
Not
that.
Way ahead of time. That's
no, it was
the reason
way
I was driving like that.
It was way ahead of time.
No, it was not. It was ahead of the estimated time, not ahead of time.
To me, no, but that's what I'm saying. If a GPS is telling you that you're not supposed to get somewhere until 10 to 15 minutes at that time, and you get there 10 to 15 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive.
Well, I mean, it
because
depends. If you're driving to North Carolina, it's not that big a deal. If you're driving from here to, where do we go? Fairfield, New Jersey?
Yeah, but it's taken into account. Mind you, it was raining. Uh-huh. There was traffic. All of that was taken into account, and we still beat the time by 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes it more so impressive. It's not like it was a regular.
Did you feel like you were in a movie?
A little bit. I told you, I've been in cars where it's gone pretty fast, so it wasn't exactly new to me. But
yeah. Now, what were you doing? Did you take somebody's car for a joyride when you were younger?
I've been in cars for joyrides. I didn't take anyone's car though. No, I've just been a part of it.
Yeah.
Young and dumb, man. Young and dumb.
I think I was.
You learn.
I don't even know if I was in cars for joyrides. I guess I was. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't take a car.
By the way, I don't recommend anyone do this.
Yeah. No. Definitely not. I did take a car for a joyride.
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of hard.
No. But I had a license at that point.
Okay.
I had a license.
All right.
I took a friend's father's car for a joyride.
Oh, man. Was it like Ferris Bueller's?
Oh, it was so awful. We got so nailed. You want to know the story? I'll tell you quickly.
Definitely. Love to hear it.
I had this friend named Marlon, and his parents had a house in the Hamptons. And his dad had a black 911, I think it was a 91 911 Cabrio in the garage. That was a Porsche. All right? And... I think I've told this story. Have I not told this story?
I haven't heard it.
So Marlon was on me to, like, take this car out. I was really against taking cars out without permission.
All right.
And so, you know, come on, let's go to the Hamptons. It's like March. For whatever reason, I was in a mood. I came over to his house. I'm like, let's go to the Hamptons. Let's take your dad's car out. And we drove all the way out there. We took this girl who was like 15, and she was the daughter of somebody my father was dating.
Okay.
But Marlon really liked her. So we took the girl. Mistake number one. No witnesses. And so we take the girl and we get out to the Hamptons. And now you got to realize we uncover this car, right? We go into the garage. Actually, I think what we did first, we went into the house. We turned on the heat. We turned on the hot tub.
Oh, wow.
We ate the food in the fridge. You know, we're kids.
Sounds, yeah. Okay.
I had a license, though. Marlon did not. And and so, you know, all right, now we back the, we go and we uncover the car, and it's plugged in on what's called a trickle charger. That keeps the battery, it's like a battery tender. It keeps the battery kind of juiced in the winter.
All right.
So you don't, your battery doesn't go flat. And we back the car out of the garage gingerly, and we unplugged it from the wall. We closed the bonnet, which is the hood, which is where the trunk is, because the back is... the back is where the engine is.
I'm sorry, you just hit me. You guys took a 9/11. Wow. I'm sorry, continue going on. Continue. I'm sorry.
No, it was no big deal, seriously.
Okay.
So then we put the top down. It's like March. I heard the police sirens. That's why I paused. I don't know if you could hear that on your microphone.
There must be
somebody going by in an ambulance or something. Yeah. Anyway, so roll the car out of the garage. Not my first experience with an exotic car, though. Roll the car out of the garage. Put the top down. March. It's freezing. And we drive like maniacs for like an hour and a half. I don't know how we thought we weren't getting caught, by the way, because he had always told me his dad wrote down the mileage.
Man. So he was just kind of like, I'm just going to go for it.
I guess. So anyway, I guess I just figured it's not my problem. So we took the car out. We had a lot of fun. The girl's freaking out in the back, screaming and yelling. We're driving like 130, 140 miles an hour, 150, 160. Okay?
All right.
And, okay, we had our fun. We put the car away. Then we're hungry. So where are you going to go in the Hamptons at that time of night? We're going to go to the diner. First, we're going to drive the Jeep on the beach. I had a Wrangler.
Okay.
So we put the car away. We wait for it to cool down. We put the cover on the car. We plug the car back in, all that wonderful stuff. Get in my Jeep. We go to the beach. We don't even get out of the parking lot.
All right.
The Jeep gets stuck. I didn't know you had to deflate tires or any of this stuff. I just didn't know. So I get the Jeep stuck on the beach. We walk. We get the knucklehead idea that we're going to walk back to Marlon's house, and we're going to get come back with the Porsche, because it's a long walk. It's like a mile and a half. And we're going to put boogie boards under the car to get it out of the sand. So he piles the boogie boards into the Porsche, and then he backs the car out. And what does he forget to do?
What is it?
Unplug the battery tender from the outlet.
Oh, man.
So what happens? He rips the outlet out of the wall. Thankfully, it didn't do any damage to the car, but ripped the outlet right out of the wall.
Okay, no damage to the car.
All right, so we go down there. My Jeep is screwed. We come back. We call a cab back to New York, to the city, put the car back. We realize that the outlet's messed up. I mean, ripped the whole thing out of the wall. We kind of like put it back, maybe a little scotch tape on the inside to hold it. And so that's how we got caught, because it's, you know, apparently the guy who came to do the gardening plugs in there. And
how bad was it when you guys got caught?
It was bad. Well, first of all, you have to realize that I wound up doing a lot of damage to my Jeep, my Wrangler.
Okay.
Which kind of cost a lot of money, so that was bad to begin with. And then his father talked to my father, and one thing led to another, and A talked to B, and they kind of figured out what happened.
And then the girl squealed on us. Oh.
Yeah.
Man, what's that about?
I don't know. And then one thing led to another. And so I was okay. I mean, I was in a lot of trouble because of my Jeep. But I was okay. And then that summer I went out there to hang out with Marlon, and his father made me take him for a ride in his Porsche.
Oh.
And I stalled the car twice trying to get out of the driveway. He said, "Is this how you drove my baby?" And I'm like, no, I didn't stall when you weren't in the car.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then he made me take it up to like 160 with him in the car.
Sounds like a kind of cool dad.
No.
All right. So the story is.
And then he said, "Toss me the keys to your car." And I had an NSX at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, well, he pushed yours pretty much to the metal.
Yeah, he probably burned up a set of tires on me. I don't.
Wow.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
That's the story, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one time. See, the thing for me is I always got in trouble. I never got away with it. I wasn't one of the kids who got away with something eight times and got caught on the ninth. I got away with it never.
It's funny.
Yeah. I was the guy, if I skipped practice to hang out with a girl, I got in trouble.
Oh, man, you sound like the guy whose show his life should have been a sitcom, should have been a show.
Probably. Right? Oh, it definitely should have been a sitcom.
Made for some interesting
episodes.
First
of all, my father had like 10 wives.
Okay.
My mother was like, hello, crashing into everything. There were like 8 stepmothers fighting over everything. I mean, yeah, you know, the teachers wanted me to like take medication. I was like, I was funny.
No, you told us some of the
stories.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Week.
Like, but I was funny. You know, it would have been a good sitcom. And then yeah. I had a crazy great aunt. I have a crazy aunt. I have my grandmother and grandfather were fun.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sounds like, okay, you know what? We're going to put that up. We're gonna write that down and work on that. Because
yes,
we can do
there
a show.
You go. Yeah.
Loosely based on your life.
Loosely based on my life. Everybody loves Michael.
Everybody loves Michael.
There you go. And that's why they send screeners.
Yeah.
All right. So I told you that my taking a car and going for a joyride.
You did it.
I did it. It wasn't
not just any old car either. Not just
you're not supposed to do it in any old car. I mean, isn't that the whole point?
I mean, I guess, but you know, 911's not really easy to get a hold of, you know. But you
just got to know the right garage. That's
and
all.
The thing is, somebody else could have ran into the same car.
Yeah.
And be scared to take that opportunity. Scared to take it because you're not going to get too many chances. You grabbed the bull by the horns and you said, "I'm
what did
for
that
it.
Do for me? I got in trouble.
You experienced.
I don't think it was a good thing to do. It's not well.
See,
so
you have to take it back to. You have to take it back to the moment.
Yeah.
The day after you did it, or that week, you probably told a few friends.
I didn't tell anybody. I didn't care. It wasn't a big deal to me.
Oh, okay. I thought you'd been pretty cool to be like. I probably would have drove it past like a couple of girls' houses that I knew. Cheerleaders' uh-huh. houses and just let them see me in the
but
car.
But you're also saying that you have that car and access to it in Newark. I had it in the Hamptons. I don't know anybody who lives in the Hamptons.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's the middle of winter. What girls are out?
Okay. Good point.
I mean, so I took the car for fun. We had fun. I like driving.
Hey, it was fun, and at the time, it was an experience, man. Something that you can carry
I was
with
blowing off some steam. I was upset about something. I'm sure. The world was coming down.
That too.
You know, at 17, my life was ending.
Usually the case when we run into trouble at that age, right?
Yeah, you know, who knows what was going on? It was nothing.
Not even important enough for you to remember. At this
clearly point. Not, no.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was probably like the hockey team lost or like my skates weren't going to be sharpened in time. I mean, it was probably some stupidity thing I was very upset about.
Something minor.
Yeah.
But hey, at the end of the story, I like that nothing bad happened to the car. It survived and
there was nothing bad happening to that car.
I mean,
I've never.
This story has been told before.
I've never heard an exotic. Never.
I'm sure that's appreciated from the owners who had you anywhere near their
what do you
near
mean,
exotics.
The owners, yeah, that's true. All right.
You know,
I told you the Maybach story, right? Where I cut my head doing a story on a Maybach.
No, I didn't know that. Wow. Ouch.
One of the first Maybachs to come in the country. I get invited to do a drive.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm so not slick. I'm getting in the car and the door is so huge and so I'd been driven in it for like an hour and now they're like, hey, you want to drive it? And I pull over and we're on like this major road and I go to open the door and it just hits me that maybe there's like a truck or something coming, I should look. But of course, like normal people would stop opening the door. I keep opening the door and I look and there's no truck and I turn back and the door's so wide it goes boom right in the head. And I'm like, oh, that was, ow. I mean, it's a very heavy door. And I got makeup on and the whole deal. And so I get in the car, and I adjust everything, and I feel like, you know, something like that. And I go, and I look at my hand. There's blood on my hand. Now the seats were beige leather.
Aww.
And now I can't put my hand on the steering wheel. And I look at the guy next to me, who's from the dealership, and he's like, "Everything okay?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Here are some napkins." I'm like, "Okay." And so I'm wiping it, and yeah, the whole ride, I'm like. Blood streaming down my face.
Yeah, that's not a fun experience. Yeah. No, it's not
I mean, it's not
all.
Like I cut myself badly, but enough, you know, and your head bleeds a lot.
Yeah, it's bad yeah. enough.
Yeah. Jeez. It was funny, though. It was actually funny. It's, yeah.
Well, that's good you could turn that experience into some laughs.
I might have that. Hold on. Let me see something. We might have put that up on something.
Yeah, because that's tough.
Let me see. Let me Google this real quick. If I have it, I'm going to show you the 9-year-old's video followed by me slamming a door into my head.
You didn't even notice initially. It took the blood.
I noticed that I got hit. I just didn't notice.
It was that hard. That's severe.
Yeah. Let's see. It might be at the very end of this video with a million views on it. Let me look. Oh, you could put a GoPro in a washing machine. This is great. I had to skip that ad.
I won't be trying that out anytime soon.
Let's see.
I'll take their word for it.
This is hilarious. This is so long ago. The Maybach had SD screens in the back, standard def. Wow, this car.
Yeah, I remember when
ridiculous.
That came out. That was real popular. That car for a while.
It was somewhere like we had footage of this forever. Oh my God, you want to see me with hair?
I've seen you with hair, but it's always.
Oh
good to see
man, this is awful. Let's see. I don't show where I hit my head. I don't know. Somewhere there's video of me hitting my head. Oh, well. You want to see? All right. I'm going to turn on so you can share my screen.
All right.
Here you go. You got it?
Yep. It's all coming now.
All right. So let's go full screen on this. So this is the guy who owns the dealership right here. You ready?
Yeah.
That's Arthur. He's a good dude. And let's see. Okay, it's going to come to me in a second. I don't know what I'm saying. There we go. Wow. That's some head of hair, huh?
Wow. Yeah. He looks. How long ago was this?
Oh, my God. This was like one of the first ones that came into the country, probably 2001, 2002.
Funny.
See, I don't show myself getting hit. That's too bad.
Understood.
Yeah. Look at that hair. That was incredible. All right. Here you go.
Young Mike Wartz's.
There you go.
Oh, man.
That's standard def. All right. So there's that. Where's the video I want to show you? 9-year-old. Where is he? 9-year-old. Look at this. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Look at this corner. That kid comes out of nowhere.
Wow.
Nowhere. That's just
awesome. Can you bring
that
back? Wow. That was.
No, don't worry. They bring it back for me. I don't have to bring it back. Thank you, New York Post. Check this out. Watch that baby. The kid comes out of nowhere. Oh, you know what?
That's the save of the year.
Is that the save of the year? Hold on. Is that a setup? Check it out. The kid moves. Watch the shadow. Oh, maybe when the kid's dangling. The kid's still there. The kid's moving. You see?
Yeah. That kid has a future.
But he got to jump on it.
He did, but that's part of it. You have to know what's coming.
Wow.
You know? So you could. You know.
It's not a setup then. You don't think it's a setup?
No, I don't think it's a setup, no.
Let's see when he starts to move. He moved early. No?
He kind of saw it coming because once the kid kind of moved, you could see his foot.
Kid is moving. Why didn't he say, Mom, turn around? Maybe he did. We don't have the audio.
Well, he's probably smart enough to
know. Look at this. I could watch this all day long.
That's crazy. That's something. That was a heck of a
Is that a
man.
Dog? I thought that was like a...
Yeah, that was a dog. Yeah.
Wow, I thought that was like a stuffed animal.
It's funny.
Wow, that thing does not look real.
That's a big dog.
But let's see if the kid... Does the kid not hit his head at all?
I didn't see any.
Oh, wow. Oh. So lucky.
Wow. I that could have been really bad, man.
Kids fall off these things. I mean, it wouldn't have been good, but kids fall off that stuff
looking at how far down, you know, how far down he would have landed. He would have went to that fall. I mean, nothing life-changing, I don't think, but could have been bad.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been good. Let's put it that way.
But impressive.
If
that kid ends up being a wide receiver for the Jets or something down the line, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, I think he could be a center fielder.
That was an impressive catch. I mean, the anticipation, you have to anticipate that. You have to know what angle in which to go at it in order to make the catch. I mean, a lot of things go into play there when you're going to do that.
That is true. Very true. This is from 2011. That's not it. I'm looking for this thing. Maybe it's it. I don't know. This says door closing. I had door opening. Anyway. Oh, my God. Here, I'll hit door opening. That kid made a great catch, and I'm glad he did.
No, definitely.
Yeah. I'm also glad this video doesn't seem to exist anywhere.
Aw.
Anyway, I'm just excited about the screeners. I just want to say that.
When do you think you're going to check those out?
Well, I don't know. Maybe after the show today we'll watch a movie.
All right.
At some point, I got to talk about them on the air.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's something to talk about, too.
It's part of the work, you know?
It's part of the job.
You know? Yeah.
Sorry, I got to work right now. I'm going to be watching a movie. Jenny wanted me to tell everybody the supermoon the other day, November 18th.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't able to appreciate it that day.
No, you were busy, right?
Yeah. Bit preoccupied.
I was in Turks. Or yeah. I was on my way back from Turks, I think.
Yeah.
You were preoccupied. What were you doing?
I believe that was the day we came back after the Stroker event, if I'm not mistaken.
So that event went well, huh?
Yeah, it went well. So afterwards, came to the studio, did a little bit of something. And
I also checked out these glasses this weekend. I'm trying to get this guy on. He has these things called the spectacles.
Yeah.
Have you heard of these?
No, I haven't.
I have a picture of myself in them. They are from Snapchat, and they're Snapchat glasses. Yeah. Hmm. They're pretty amazing.
Take pictures and stuff, I'm guessing. It's like a smart glasses.
They stream to your phone, and then you can Snapchat it.
Wow.
Yeah, let me see if I can air. You're still, I disconnected you, right?
Yes, you did.
Hold on, I could reconnect you. Give me 1 second. I have to send it to my... let me send it to my computer. There are these glasses. I don't think that many people know about them, but they're hard to get.
But you got them.
No. I wish I got them. This guy got them. He was at a birthday party for Jack's friend, right? And so Jack's friend, they were at the birthday party, and I said, oh, are those the spectacles? And he said, yes. And I said, hey, let me check those out. And he said, sure. And he actually was from B&H Photo in New York City, and he might come in here.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. He might come in here to show them off.
I really like those Google glasses when they first...
Well, it's like the Google glasses without the other stuff. Like, I'm going to show you in a second. It's really cool. The sensor's a circle, so no matter which way you turn your phone, you always have a full screen.
All right.
All right, so here's the photo. It's coming up. All right. How do I go full screen on this? Let's see. All right. There you go. You can take over my screen in 1 second.
All right.
I mean, they look ridiculous. So supposedly you can only get them from a vending machine that is traveling the country from Snapchat. And people are selling them on eBay for $500 a pair.
Wow.
Yeah. So this guy had them. He's from B&H. He's from the marketing department. And they bought them as a marketing gimmick. And so one side's a camera. I guess the other side's a sensor. It's full HD video. And it looked really good. I was surprised. And the sensor is round. So when you turn the video, you're always getting a full image the entire time. It looked pretty good, but the thing was, it was fun. Now, the only problem is you can only do 10-second clips at a time, and you can only stack 3 10-second clips together. But I think it's kind of maybe the future, and eventually you'll be able to live stream off them.
Yeah, and I think that kind of works for the users of Snapchat.
Yeah, you know? They're very cool. His name is Michael Hollander, and he might come in studio to talk about that and some other tech toys for the holidays as well. Those are, you can see him in the reflection. If you go back real quick, you can see him in the reflection. There you go.
Okay.
In the reflection, if you look really closely, there's Michael Hollander. All right.
Oh.
There you go.
Cool.
Check out Michael Hollander and BH Photo.
Yeah, only a matter of time. The smart glasses thing is going to really take
off. Well, we have the pivot heads.
Yeah.
But they're kind of, you know, I don't know. The new ones supposedly stream, but they never got them working for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cool. Yeah. But the, even at CES and Veld, something that I saw that was kind of, I can see really being a hit was the smart mirror.
There's the what? Mirror. I've seen that. It's an LED screen, and it captures what outfit you're wearing, and you look at it, for stores especially. We saw that over a year ago at CES.
Oh, okay. I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty cool, though. Mm-hmm. I think I could see that really taking off, especially like on Instagram and where, you know, those types of social media sites where everything's about looking at what you're portraying.
Display. Right. Yes.
We'll see, though.
Yes.
We shall see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good if it goes from downtown. So how was your weekend, man? Was it good?
It was good. You know, it was fine. Spent some time at home. Went to go see a fight, actually, Saturday night.
A boxing match?
Yeah, boxing match.
Where? Madison Square Garden?
I wish I could be there in person. When I say I go and see a fight, it's just behind a television screen with friends. That's it.
You don't say you went to see a fight in that case. What you should say is you watched a fight.
Okay. I'm sorry for the...
At like a bar.
For misleading you guys.
Or at a friend's house. Yeah, I totally thought you had tickets.
I wish. No, I went to a friend's house, and we watched the fight. It was Andre Ward versus, he moved up in class. I forgot the guy's name.
It was a real boxing match, or that's real a UFC fight?
No,
Andre
that's a real
Ward.
Boxing match. Yeah, Andre Ward.
Andre Ward.
He's one of the better boxers, and actually a very distinguished boxer. Very
really?
Good. Yeah. He moved up and fought this, it's a Russian guy. I forgot his name. The Russian guy actually he lost by a split decision. Not actually a split decision. A decision by the judges, which was very controversial. He said that he thought because all the judges were American, that that's what led him to lose that fight, which is understandable because he shouldn't have. But
really,
yeah, it was a good fight though.
I don't know. I think if you're a boxer, you have an obligation to yourself to not let the judges or the referees rule the fight by knocking the other boxer out.
That's the thing. That's what's so bad about it. He knocked the guy out in the third round.
Yeah.
He got back up.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he was the champion.
No. Knock him out. Knock him out.
Oh, no getting up.
See, like when I used to be part of a hockey, hockey team, and when we'd lose and players would blame the referee, listen, the ref might make bad calls, and I might be upset about that, but the ref doesn't win or lose the game. If the ref calls a goal the wrong way, you still have opportunities.
No, you're absolutely right. But
it's like a couple weeks ago when I was playing and this guy tripped me, on a breakaway, and the ref didn't call it. Well, I'm going to give the ref some stuff for it, but it's not the ref's fault we lost the game.
No, you're right. In this case, though, with boxing, it's not usually the ref's fault.
Are you trying to say
judges.
It's right, but are you trying to say it's fixed?
I think actually in boxing, I have to say it is. Ooh. I think that there
boxing
is
almost always fixed.
Yeah, I think
that's the feeling.
There's a lot of.
I remember Julio Cesar Chavez beating Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker back in the early '90s. They called that the fix, but Don King was involved.
Oh, okay,
Julio Cesar Chavez was like 105-0-1.
Mm.
Yeah, I could look up his Julio Cesar
Chavez. Yeah,
Chavez.
Yeah, that's the problem with boxing. I love the sport. I like the art of it. But it's just too corrupt.
Yeah. 115 total fights, 107 wins, 86 by knockout, 6 losses, 2 draws. Julio Cesar Chavez.
Yeah.
He was. I used to practice that, just like that.
I mean, that was really good.
Thank you. I'm not kidding. I used to, because I liked the way Michael Buffer said it, I used to walk around middle school going, Julio Cesar Chavez.
No, Michael Buffer is an absolute legend.
He is.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
But
it'd be great to get him on the show and get his full story.
That'd be something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
5'7½", hailing from Sonora, Mexico.
Yeah, that was a controversial fight, though. There were a couple of
They don't announce fights like this anymore?
No, Buffer.
You're not impressed by Buffer
was
Buffer?
There. He did. He announced the last one.
WBC, WBO, heavyweight. Well, he wouldn't be heavyweight. He'd be, what would he be? Like featherweight. Flyweight. Let's see. Relentless stalking his opponents. ESPN's 50 of 50 greatest boxers. He's number 24.
They're going to have to find someone besides Buffer.
Welterweight. Light welterweight. Featherweight, super featherweight. I'm up for it anytime. I actually would love to do that once.
Yeah?
Just once, yes.
I mean, he can't keep this up. Somebody's going to have to take the torch and run with it.
Ladies, I look good in a tux, too.
Yeah, man. Might have to try to get you into a fight.
Lose a couple pounds to fit into it. JC is watching, by the way. I want to say hello to JC. I want to say hello to Digital Phil, who's watching. And, of course, the extender. What were you saying? You got to get me what?
No, I was saying we have to find you a boxing match where you could like.
But I don't want to do like one at like the place, the Palestra in Philadelphia. I want to do like, Madison Square Garden or Caesar's Palace.
Oh, I mean, baby steps, man. We'll get there.
Welcome to Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada, where legends are made. Tonight's bout brought to you by the King of Beers. See, I know the whole thing.
You don't. You have the voice and everything down. I mean,
yeah.
I said, Buffer can't do
12
this
rounds of professional boxing.
Does he do UFC as well? Or is
it
just
think
boxing?
So.
Also, he UFC might. Needs someone.
Nah, they got like Joe Rogan. They do more like, it's more hip. It's not like some stuffy guy in a tuxedo.
I would have to hear it.
I don't know.
Because Buffer is,
I don't even know. I don't really
out.
Watch the UFC.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. Me, I never.
See, Michael's the best, though. I mean, he's much better than Jimmy Lennon Jr., who does Showtimes.
Okay.
And his big line is, it's Showtime!
Yeah, no one now stands out to me.
Exactly. It's Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble. It's a classic quote, like classic line.
You know, he was like a waiter or a host at some restaurant in L.A., and somebody said, hey, you got the right look. He was like trying to be an actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of these stories. It's just crazy how, like, what leads them to where they're at.
Harrison Ford was, like, building houses, and then all of a sudden he's on Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
And I'm going to be the guy who was hosting Be Terrific and continued to host Be Terrific and was like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Tonight's bout, 12 rounds of merciless boxing. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if I wanted to do that for, like, Larry Holmes?
No, I'm not even, like, you know, just saying this. I think that you're – obviously, you know, you're really good at it.
So thank you. You're very nice.
If
you're
it's
too kind.
No, I mean, if it's something you really wanted to do.
Yeah.
I think it's something that you could
– I mean, I don't – I want to do it, but I this is really what I want to do, so I don't put any effort into that except for practicing occasionally.
Yeah, you're a natural. It's people that practice at it all day and still can't get it down, you know?
Really? Let me hear how you would do it. Oh, you got to enunciate really clearly. Let me hear you. All right, so I'll give you the line. Welcome to the world's most famous arena. That's the line. You want me to say it like you should say it? You're going to try and emulate it?
All right, give me.
Which arena you want to do? You want to do Caesar's Palace or you want to do Madison Square Garden?
Let's do MSG.
MSG.
Let's all do right. that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. Let's hear you, Kevin.
Oh, man, you're really putting me on the spot here, Michael.
I like saying Caesar's Palace, though, because you could say it like, see, he always said it well, too. He's like, welcome to Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, fun you can have with that.
All right, well.
The world's most famous arena is not as fun when you say it, but it is Madison Square Garden. It's the Mecca.
The Mecca, you
know? The Mecca.
Yeah. I mean, it's no arena like Madison Square Garden.
That's for sure.
You know, so.
I had a lot of fun with the New York Titans back in the day. We did some cool stuff at Madison Square Garden.
Who were the Titans?
The Titans were the pro lacrosse team that played there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have against lacrosse, Lou?
Yes and no. I mean, it was the same time as baseball season, so I could catch and I could throw, but I played hockey and I played baseball. And then I got into lacrosse because I had season tickets to the New York Saints, which was the team on Long Island back in the day. And I loved it because the season tickets were really inexpensive. So for like $200 for an entire season, you could have great seats, go to like 10 games at Nassau Coliseum, you know, could watch the Saints. And it's a much more, it's like combining football and hockey together.
Yeah.
It's the constant action of hockey and the brutality of football. And then you can literally decapitate a guy. You could take your stick and smash it over the other guy's head and you're not even called for a penalty. Back then, anyway. Okay, so then the Titans started back when we were doing Press Pass, and we did a ton with the Titans. We were right across the street, and we had a lot of fun. Dana Chopnick.
No, that sounds like something
to be laughing. She was the PR woman, and she was great. We did a lot of fun stuff with them. I don't know why we don't still do some NLL stuff, National Lacrosse League.
Is the sport still doing
it
well?
It does. I don't know. I don't think that the – hold on, let me look it up.
It's really hard for sports to carve out a niche here.
National Lacrosse League. Here it is. Oh, wait, this is the outdoor league. No, this is the indoor league. I was going to say, I think, because the outdoor league is the National Outdoor League. I don't know. Yeah, they're still here.
Okay, that's good for them.
Mia Gordon is reporting a feature on them. But nobody did stuff like we did. I mean, we took you on the bench and stuff.
No.
Players cursing at each other. It was fun.
That's the kind of access people want, you know?
This was the access. This was, like, awesome.
Yeah, no one wants to hear the fluff stuff. You know?
Nobody wants to hear the fluff stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Used to that.
Welcome to the world's most famous arena. We had a lot of fun. I did I did some announcing for them.
Okay.
And I did the scoreboard trivia. All of the Press Pass reporters did the scoreboard trivia. You know, like, hey, I'm with Bob in section 201. Bob, I got to ask you something. What colors do the Titans wear? And then he'd be like, blue and orange. Yes, you've just won a brand new Ford. And then they'd give him like a Matchbox car.
That's hilarious. Oh, man.
No, I think they gave out some pretty cool prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some cool players.
No.
I mean, should have like gone out and played with them, though. Like, that would have been fun. I think I could have hit some of those guys.
Yeah, you could have hit them.
Yeah.
Got hit, too. So.
That's all right. I could take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it, but, you know, I don't know. I'd much rather avoid it if I can. If I can.
But it was cool. Yeah, so the NLL still exists. They've got only, like, six teams now. They've got the Bandits, the Roughnecks, the Swarm, the Black Wolves, the Nighthawks, the Rush, the Hawk, the Stealth, the Rock. I read too many teams. I don't know. I don't even know where these teams are.
Yeah, I think you read all six, all right?
The Buffalo Bandits, the Calgary Roughnecks. I don't know what this team is. The Colorado Mammoth, the Georgia Swarm, the Black Wolves.
Lacrosse is an okay sport.
The New England Black Wolves. That's cool if you get into it. Indoor is much better than outdoor. The Minnesota Rush, maybe? Saskatchewan, wow. I tried out for a minor league hockey team in Saskatchewan once.
Yeah, how did that? Well,
it went good. I got into a fight.
Oh. Tell me something unexpected.
I lost the fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, first fight I ever lost. Got a lot of stitches, a lot of blood. But they wanted me to play. I just was like, I'm kind of past that at this point. I don't need to be a punching bag. My scouting report said, can take a hit, is very coachable, and we'd like you to play on the fourth line. I was like, yeah, it's okay. I like being able to see out of my eyes. Vancouver Stealth. No teams in this area. Vancouver Stealth. Closest team is Buffalo Bandits.
Yeah.
Which is an original team.
I mean, it's fitting, you know. I mean, the demand for lacrosse
in the
U.S.
Rochester.
Is not that
Are they
high.
The Rochester? Oh, no, that's the Rochester Hawks. Yeah, I guess. I do like lacrosse, though. That was cool when the Titans were here.
Yeah, it's not a bad sport.
Madison Square Garden is an expensive building. All right, so let me hear. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden! Are you going
to
do that?
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you forgot, and I was going to be able to get away with not doing it.
At point guard, number two, from Fort Lee, New Jersey, at 3 foot, 6 inches tall, Jack Amo! No, okay.
No, that was good. That was good.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, so let me hear yours.
Going to hear mine. All right, there we go.
Are you ready for this? Okay, come on, Kevin. You're a sports guy. Let me hear it.
Welcome to the world's most famous
arena,
Madison Square Garden.
You got to stop. You're not even trying.
What you mean?
You got to give it more effort.
The energy, yeah.
You need energy. You're like, no energy. Trump would say you're low energy.
He would definitely tell me that.
Oh, my God. Do we have a power bar for you? How much more stuff do I have to buy for the cabinets?
I always have to find that balance with the energy. Like, sometimes, I try to crank up the energy, then I'm too energetic.
Really?
Like,
who's ever said to you that you were too energetic?
I think I've seen myself be too energetic.
I don't think I've ever seen you too energetic. Let's crank up that energy.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's give this another
lethargic time. Would be the most energetic I could describe you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Let's wake up.
Here we go. Right. There's a lot of people cheering. The lights are dark. The spotlights are on.
All right. I'm ready. Welcome to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden.
All right. You're not ring announcing.
No, that wasn't better.
I mean, you just got louder. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more energy.
All right, a little bit
more. You did better than Holtz would do.
Oh, man.
Listen, we can't all be good at everything.
Yeah.
I'm not good at everything. I just happen to be good at that.
I'm always a natural host.
Oh, yeah, the woman at the table today, when the guy said, didn't you used to be on New York One? She's like, I didn't know you broadcast. Now I realize your voice sounds like a broadcasting voice. I never put one and two together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, clearly you don't watch Be Terrific very much. Okay, give me a Julio Cesar Chavez. That's a good one. All right, you ready?
I'm going to butcher that completely.
Julio. All right. Weighing in. Now, here, let's see. Coming in the blue corner from Sonora, Mexico. You got to, like, stretch everything out. You can't just say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're stretching it out. But then it takes that energy, and then you kind of got to roll it out the right way. It's a lot of coordination with
Pernell
your words.
Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker.
You have to know the perfect time to kind of like make the name more dramatic than what it is. You have to know how you stretch that out.
Oh, you know what's a good Whitaker one? You'll be good at this. You'll be good at this one. Where did he go? Hold on. I think LSU. All right, tell me if I'm wrong on this one. from LSU, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. That was, yeah. That's
was that right?
Yeah, I was right. He did go to LSU.
Yeah, that's a good one, Shaquille O'Neal.
That's simple enough, right?
I think that's like one of the best names you could have coming out of the tunnel.
All right, so let me give this one a try.
Better than Carmelo. Oh, no, Carmelo's pretty good. What would be bad? Like, who's got a really short name?
I guess Meta World Peace. Is that bad?
No, that's long.
That's too long, right?
You need like, no, you could do it to anybody. You could do it to Dennis Rodman. You could do it to anybody. Mike Pitta, you could even do.
And you know what the
thing is? Mike Pitta!
Even the names that are short, they throw like a nickname or something in the middle.
Iron Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta drag it out.
Drag it out.
All right, so you're a basketball guy.
I am a basketball guy.
Yeah, so do Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony!
All right. I think my energy is the issue, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a
try. All right, try it. Try Carmelo. You got to also, like, throw your voice a little. You can't keep it at the same, like,
yeah,
level.
I have to get a little animated.
Yes.
All right.
Yes!
All right, let's go. I guess I should throw the camera to the right person if I'm going to go ahead and
do that. You probably should. At 6'7" tall, hailing from the mean streets of Brooklyn. All right, go.
All right, so let's go for this. Let's do this the right way.
There you go.
All right.
All you on camera, not me.
All me. At small forward, 6'8", from the University of Syracuse, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, Kevin, that wasn't bad.
That was better?
Okay. Oh, you did it totally different than I would have done it, but
you know
it wasn't
why?
Bad.
Because I stole that from the Knicks announcers when they usually announce them at the game.
You got to do your own thing. I mean,
I've heard it plenty enough, so I was able to repeat that.
You did good. That was a lot better.
That was better. That was better.
You threw in the Syracuse.
Yeah. You know, because I've heard it. You know, I've kind of heard it done, so.
You've been to the games?
I've been to... No, it's just one Knicks game. I only go to one Knicks game. Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, but
I like it.
Yeah, that was my twist, I guess.
That was your twist?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Imagine
that was pretty good for now. I just need a lot more practice. I need to.
You do.
Something
you
gotta master.
Practice.
I'm not a natural.
Yeah.
You know?
You look a little nervous up there.
I mean, I'm not a natural, so this is something that I need to develop.
What if I could do the WWF back in the day? Like that would have been cool. But that's a hard one. Like Hulk Hogan. You can't do it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan. How was Hulk Hogan even announced? Like,
I don't think he was.
Yeah, he didn't have
let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah, you know, they have to. Yeah.
But like Randy Macho Man Savage you could do.
Randy.
Randy Macho Man Savage!
And Bret Hart. Bret the Hitman.
Bret the Hitman Hart! You could do a Junkyard Dog, too.
Wouldn't you have to do the bark like a dog like that after?
As the announcer? I don't know.
That'd be a twist, though. I mean,
there you go. Well, that's what you could do.
That would be my own thing, like my niche.
12 rounds of professional boxing brought to you by the King of Beers, Budweiser. Yeah. I don't know. I used to know the whole thing. I could do it.
Man.
Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada. They always have a title of the fight, too. It's like the Thriller in Manila.
Yeah.
The Rumble in the Jungle.
It's all marketing, baby.
Yeah.
Have to be able to sell these things.
I remember watching Riddick Bowe and Evander Holyfield, and some guy like rides one of those parachutes into the ring.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing
that.
But
with
that
like a fan on it, like, you know?
Yeah, I think I remember.
Because it was outdoors. I think it was at Caesars, outdoors.
That was weird.
Yeah. Oh, Evander was killing him. I think Evander lost that fight.
He did lose that fight.
Yeah, he was killing him.
Was he?
Oh,
he couldn't do anything with Bo.
He had Bo on the ropes, and Bo was like going to go down, and then this guy comes in, and it just ruined the fight. I didn't like Riddick Bo.
I mean, I didn't really know much about him, but I just knew he took care of Evander a couple of times.
I know. Evander eventually became the champ.
Eventually.
Yeah. Didn't he take it from a 44-year-old George Foreman?
Oh, yeah, he did win. Yeah, he did win that George Foreman fight.
Wasn't Michael Moore lost to George Foreman?
Yeah, he beat George Foreman.
Yeah,
and he lost to Bo, and he eventually beat, Mike Tyson. Cost him an ear, but he beat him.
Yeah, but I mean that wasn't whatever.
No, because
that was 10 years after that should have happened.
That was you mean the fight itself? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, Yeah, Mike wasn't the same, you know.
No.
After Customato, he's not the same focus.
Well, and after Joe.
Yeah, and after Joe. And Joe didn't help, obviously. No,
he took a long hiatus.
Yeah. But, man, at his prime, I haven't seen anybody that fierce.
Mike Tyson? Oh, my God. People forget.
Yeah.
He was the best, most exciting boxer ever to watch.
Definitely, by far.
Without a doubt. I've never seen anything like that. They said Ali was great, and I don't know. I've watched Ali, but it's not like Tyson.
He was charismatic, you know, but he had a flair for the dramatic. But Mike Tyson was just...
Well, Ali was different, though. I mean, Ali, like, had strategy. Tyson was just a brawler.
Yeah, he was just going to chomp you down.
Yeah.
If it even took that much.
He's a scary man.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Very, very scary.
Yeah.
One of the most intimidating public figures by far.
Have you ever met him?
No. Hmm. I don't know if I want to.
You don't.
You have.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
I mean, you just don't know. You know, you ever look in somebody's eyes and see crazy and you just don't know, like, I don't know how this guy's going to react.
No, that's the thing with Mike Tyson. Yeah. I think that's what makes him so scary is that just aside from the entertainment and everything, you just really don't know who you're going to get that day.
Right.
If he's in a bad mood and you look like or sound like or anything close to related to what put him in a bad mood, you could be.
I've met him a couple times. I interviewed him once, and then I ran into him in a hallway at the St. Regis Hotel. We were passing like this. I was getting my hair cut, believe it or not. I used to get my hair cut there. I used to see Salon Federa, Gianni Federa.
Okay.
All right. Johnny is the best. If you ever want to get like a really nice haircut, by a world champion hairstylist, Gianni Federa. Yeah, you just go down there. Anyway, so we're passing each other in the hallway. He was coming out of the gym, which was right next door. It's like this long, narrow hallway. We just brushed up against each other. He's like...
He just gave you the head nod, like, hey.
Yeah. I was like freaking out because it's a long corridor towards him. And I was like, just us two. And he's like, you know,
man.
Mike Tyson can be.
Mike Tyson, Iron Mike.
Yeah. I used to have a big poster of him in my room.
Yeah, I mean, I was a big fan myself. You know, but God was intimidating.
Yeah.
Very intimidating. I mean, I feel like imagine someone didn't know who he was and they just thought he was just some regular guy and then you just gave him some, like, you flapped at the lips a little too much.
I don't think anybody thought that he was a regular guy.
I mean, he's not the biggest guy.
No, he was the biggest guy.
No, he was huge as far as, like, weight and width.
He was the biggest guy I've ever met in my life. He's the shortest, biggest guy I've ever met. First of all, I met him first time at the MTV Music Awards after party, and I'm telling you, he was as wide as a coach bus's front. You know, if you look at a coach bus and you look at the front of a coach bus, that's how wide he is, shoulder to shoulder. He just was like, you know, that tall, and boom, it's like a box.
That says a lot, because you've been around NFL players for years.
There's
now.
Nobody who is wider than Mike Tyson. This guy in his prime was like,
man, yeah, that's what I get. That's what I see. Somebody who's very, like,
he was like
wide and thick and just kind of carries a lot of weight. I can see how he's powerful.
Powerful. The guy was like, I mean, put a rocket on a springboard, and this guy was.
No, I mean, you could see he was super powerful. It's funny. I grew up with kids like that were Mike Tyson, like, and that. It's always those.
Yeah, that wide.
Yeah, kids. It's always these kids that some of them, like, they're super, like. They're almost like more mature than their age. Like, they have more muscles and stronger.
I don't think Mike Tyson was more mature. Oh, you mean he was physically more mature?
Yeah, like just his strength. He probably developed. He probably was strong. One of the stronger kids growing up.
I bet.
You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like,
Like LeBron.
Yeah, like LeBron. You know, it's always those specimens in every phase of.
I like saying LeBron's name, like as an announcer. I would like
LeBron.
That. You're not even. LeBron James!
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
LeBron has one of the better basketball names. One of the best sports names.
Well, Carmelo's pretty good.
Carmelo is really good, too, as well. Yeah.
Kobe Bryant!
Kobe's not that great.
That's not that good.
Michael Jordan is natural.
Is Michael Jordan good? Is that a good one? I've never done it.
So North Carolina.
You want to do it. All right.
Oh, no,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just giving you the intro, so you can go ahead.
I know where he's from. Okay. I just want to know what he played, point guard or shooting guard?
Shooting guard.
Shooting guard. All right. Here, hold on. I'm going to give you the whole, you want the whole thing?
Let's get the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the, wait, where'd they play? It was called, what was it called?
In Chicago.
It wasn't the United Center. That's too new.
No, before the United Center, it was called the, wow.
Yeah.
It's escaping me.
All right, we'll skip that part. We'll do it at Madison Square Garden. I don't want to make up a matchup. I was going to have to make an Eastern Stadium? Conference Finals. No, it was the Forum? Was the Chicago Forum?
No, the Forum was Los Angeles.
What was it in Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow, how do we not know?
It's going to cut back to
me. Oh, my God. I got to look this up.
Yeah.
Bulls, home court, Michael Jordan.
Because the United Center was after 96. Yeah.
So. Well, it could be the United Center, but still. I don't want to be the United Center. Doesn't tell me. Let's see. Chicago, Illinois. Retired numbers. 23, 33, 10, 4. United Center. Doesn't tell me old arenas. Wow. All right. Well, just the United Center. What year? 96?
96, yeah.
Okay, so that's good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. Here are your Chicago Bulls. At shooting guard, 6 foot 4 inches tall, from UNC, a Tar Heel, Michael Jordan.
See, Michael, you're a natural with this stuff. I mean,
thank you.
And that's not, but you know.
All right, now you try. You could do that one.
Oh, you're gonna make me try this.
Yes.
All right.
You could throw in the winning most team, because the 95-96 season, that would have been 72 games. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, not anymore because of the Warriors, but.
That should have an asterisk next to it. If you don't win a championship, how much does it really matter? Yeah, I'm always going to throw
Chicago
that
Stadium, you were right.
Chicago Stadium, okay.
The International Amphitheater before that. That was probably a really fun place to not play.
I'd imagine not.
The United Center, the house that Jordan built. Oh, they retired Pippen.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Really?
Yeah, Pippen was very deserving. He's a great player.
Ah, what's 10? Rodman? Was Rodman 10? No.
You mean number?
Yeah.
I think Rodman was like some weird number, like 0-0 or like 99 or something.
Dennis Rodman.
Weird like that.
Check it out.
He wasn't your regular number.
Dennis. Why do we not remember any of this stuff?
So long ago, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember.
91.
91, okay.
Yeah. You remember the orange hair and the teal hair and the green hair and the red hair and the blonde hair?
And the wedding dress, yes. Remember
the wedding dress. He was off to marry you?
I don't know who he was going to marry. He was going to marry Madonna in that thing, I think. Wasn't he?
I have
not. Now it's after they broke up.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's a wild guy.
Let me hear your Michael Jordan. I just laid it out for you.
All right. You know, I'm
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the United Center. Can you do the, well, this would be for hockey. Ladies and gentlemen, the New York Rangers would like to welcome you to Madison Square Garden. Sometimes pucks are very hard and leave the ice surface. Please be aware at all times. Please also remember that if you've parked farther away from the garden, then you should be careful leaving the facility. This is the 1980s, by the way, Kevin. And if you want to leave by train, most Long Island Railroad trains will be departing until midnight.
Oh man, you just go different ways with it. I mean, announcer for like train news and
somebody does that, but I don't know who does that. Very serious, like, thank you for coming to Madison Square Garden. The New York Rangers and New York Knicks welcome you to the world's most famous arena. We ask you kindly to be aware, pucks often leave the ice surface and are very hard, traveling very fast, and they can and will hurt. If you're hurt, please seek immediate medical attention. Let your closest usher know. I don't know.
See, that's the one you stumbled on that one a little bit.
Because I don't care. I could do the Long Island Railroad, too. You want to do that?
The railroad?
Yeah. Then we're going to get back to you. I'm just buying you time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were forgetting. And
this would be, stand clear of the closing doors. Ding, 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 ding.
Stand clear of the closing
Plandome,
doors.
Plandome, Port Washington, Great Neck, Manhasset.
No, the funny thing is, though, you do really get some of these guys, like these train announcers, who really get into it.
Yeah, they do.
But I like that. I like when people are into what they do. You know?
Yeah. It's Woodside, Flushing, Bayside. Oh, you want me to see if I can get the line I used to ride every single day?
Yes, sir.
Woodside. Wait, so backwards. Woodside, Flushing, Jamaica. No, it doesn't stop at Jamaica. Yeah, everything stops at Jamaica, doesn't it? Woodside.
Been out in New York that long?
Wow, I have. Oh, my God.
I think you're in New Jersey now.
No, I'm not. No. Hold on. Woodside.
New York is.
Flushing. Arbondale. No, that's not the order. I got the stations right.
Why do New Yorkers hate it so much?
Douglaston, Little Neck, Great Neck. Plandome, and Port Washington.
Yeah, what?
I was going to say, why do New York is hated so much?
Forgot Manhasset.
Hello.
When they
Michael,
get,
you forgot Aubendale.
What?
Why do New Yorkers hate it so much when they get called Jersey?
Because we're New Yorkers.
But you want, but yes, you want to, okay. You know what? This, is a discussion for another show, I guess. We'll get into this. Because I have friends who are from New York. And
they won't
New
even
York
come
pride
to New Jersey.
Thing, no, they love New Jersey. That's the funny thing. But then they wave that New York flag so hard.
We're New Yorkers.
Like, but guys, remember where you're at.
We're in New Jersey.
Exactly.
I'm transplanted.
That's where you want to be.
All right, let me hear your Michael Jordan.
Oh, it's, all right.
And then we'll put a bow on this show.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and get my Michael Jordan now.
All right, let me hear it.
At 6 foot six.
You want to welcome everybody to the United Center?
Yeah, I might want to do
and
that.
And tell them it's your Chicago Bulls. Don't race it. You got to draw this out. This isn't like Michael Arts is doing a show. Michael, she's the real thing.
You know? I understand. I have to take my time. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take a sip of water here.
All right. You got to build it up.
Make sure I'm ready here.
Where's my water?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
I'm into it. All right.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, please pay your attention to our public address announcer, Kevin Foley.
Welcome to Chicago Stadium. Here to announce your Chicago Bulls, starting at two guards, 6'6" from North Carolina, Michael, His Airness Jordan.
You did better on Carmelo. And I can say this, too. You added 2 inches to Michael Jordan's height. I guarantee he's 6'4".
He's 6'6".
Really?
100% sure.
I don't know. We're going to have to get the tape.
See, this is my field where I feel like that, that confidence.
Wikipedia says 6'6". I don't think he is, though.
No, yes. Trust me. Trust me.
All right.
I know this as much as you know HDMI wires and how they configure with
I know sports, buddy.
Oh, no,
what
you
size
really know
shoe,
sports.
Which size shoe does Shaquille O'Neal wear?
16, I believe.
22. How tall is Shaq?
7'1".
Yes, that is correct, and I knew that beforehand.
Yeah, I know.
Before looking
Listen,
it up.
Listen, you've been doing this for a while. I know
about,
you knew that.
How about Allen Iverson?
He's 6 foot, but not really. He's legally 6 foot in the NBA.
What do you mean legally 6 foot?
I mean, he's listed as 6 foot, but he's really like 5'11".
All right. There you go. I'm good with that.
They gave him a couple. Gave him a
LeBron
few.
James. LeBron is how tall?
6'8".
Yep. Perfect for a defensive end.
It's perfect for anything, right? This guy's the ultimate athlete.
Really?
I think he's the best athlete ever.
I don't think he tries hard enough.
Maybe so. He
how
can
tall
dig deeper.
How tall was Larry Bird?
Wow. He was 6'9".
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, he's listed as 6'10", but he's really 6'11".
How about 6'9", by the way, for Kevin Durant? How about Julius Irving, Dr. J?
Julius was, I think he's listed as 6'7", is it?
Yeah. Wow, you really know your stuff.
Yeah.
How about Wilt?
Wilt was 7'1" as well.
Yes.
The thing with Kevin Durant, like, he came in at 6'9". What happens is these guys come in as their body is still developing, and they continue to grow.
Come on.
Yeah, he's 6'11".
Am I buying what you're selling right now?
Telling you.
A guy at 22 years old is not growing.
Yeah, Kevin Durant came in at 19.
Yeah.
So you have like two more years after that.
Come on. Nobody grows at 19.
No, a couple of them do.
How tall is Steph Curry?
He's 6'3".
Yeah. How about Steph Marbury?
He was
Stephon Marbury!
He was 6'3 as well. Did you ever meet Marbury?
I can't remember.
Okay.
No, he was 6'2 according to this.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I did. I think I did, and I was very unimpressed, and I just moved on.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't like him.
Yeah. Starberry. I think we're going to do something with his sneakers at Press Pass.
Oh, that'd be cool. Well, no. As I said at Press Pass, I mean, that
Starberries.
That would have been cool. Because, I mean, they're still around now, the Starberries.
Are they?
So thinking, I think he has a new light-up sneaker that's coming out soon.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's not my thing fashion-wise, but.
Let me check out the Starberries.
I like what it's about, you know, making sneakers that are affordable for kids. Yeah. You know?
I agree.
So
Starberry.com. Oh, the funny part is I saw these sneakers. You and I both saw these sneakers.
The light-up ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of them like that, you know? In that
Let's
form.
See. Shop now. Yeah, we saw these. They weren't his. He just put his name on them.
Oh.
These are all over China. We saw them when we were looking for LED lights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they're cool. They're only $49.
Yeah, that's the thing. It makes them super affordable. So kids who can't afford it otherwise are able to get them, which is great.
I like it. And you can charge them with a USB charger. All right, Kevin. We're going to have a show tomorrow. I hope everybody's going to have a good Thanksgiving, by the way.
Me too, man.
Yeah?
Definitely.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go to my mom's.
We're going to do a show tomorrow, too.
Okay.
You're going to go to your mom's?
Yeah. I might be,
Are you taking your girlfriend?
I think she I think she might come.
She might come?
Because she wants to spend time with her parents as well. So.
All right.
You know, so it's a little bit of a.
Yeah.
Might split and meet up later. We'll see.
Yeah, all right. See how a little Thanksgiving. A little turkey. You going to have some turkey, some ham?
I don't eat pork, so I will definitely
have
do
some
turkey.
Turkey.
Some turkey, yeah.
Are you going
to? Yeah, I'm going to have some turkey.
Yeah.
A little bit. Why not?
All right.
Do you, what about yourself? What are you? What is it?
I'm going out to dinner.
All right.
Yep. Going out to dinner.
Yeah, going out to dinner.
Going out to dinner.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Keeping it simple.
I'm going to be thankful.
It's and no, in all honesty, there is a lot to be thankful. I am.
I'm not kidding.
No, I wasn't. Not even saying that you were, but there is a lot to be thankful for. Like,
yes.
You know, there's a lot we can ask for, too. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot on my wish list, but
all right.
Happy with a lot, though.
Well, so. You come over here and sit on Santa's lap and tell me.
Oh, man.
We'll make that list. We'll check it twice.
Yeah, I stopped believing in Santa long ago.
You did?
Yeah.
If you stop believing, of course it doesn't work.
I mean, yeah, I waited for the guy. Never delivered.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the mall and tell Santa this year. Do it on camera for the Terrifics.
Okay. He can make up.
Wouldn't it be funny if you went up to Santa with a baseball bat and you said, like, you make my dreams come true, Rock? You know.
If he listened, yeah.
It'd be like a Jerky Boys.
You know?
Yeah.
Santa, you owe me one.
Santa's going to deliver for you, Kevin.
He will.
Yeah.
Well, I will. Better yet.
Leave your packaging feedback on your recent Amazon purchase. I would say damaged, damaged, and more damaged. But Amazon's standing behind it. So how about that?
Come on, Amazon.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Come on. All right, what did we learn on today's show? That some 9-year-old could catch better than the Yankees center fielder.
We learned that. We learned how you stole a 9/11, of course.
I didn't steal.
Okay, you borrowed.
First of all, Marlon borrowed. I just hopped in the passenger seat later. I mean, in the driver's seat later on.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you're not telling us how much you had to do with this, but okay. All right.
I didn't really have anything to do. Months of this kid wearing me down. Finally, I go, all right, let's do it.
He picked the right friend to kind of keep mentioning to. I don't think he would have maybe did that with other friends. He just knew.
Hey. He knew he could wear me down eventually?
He knew that you would be the
perfect
partner.
You want to hear the truth? Marlon did that more than once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just that was the only time I went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that was just your
I think
time.
He got away with it a lot because his father wasn't checking the mileage every week. Hmm. You know?
Man, with a 9/11, too. I mean,
he used to take all his parents' cars.
I mean, it's one thing you take in like a Toyota Camry or something like that.
Who's going joyriding in a Toyota Camry? That's like let's go to the bowling alley in the Toyota Camry.
You take what's available. That's
usually
I'm
not saying,
available.
But you're not joyriding. You're going to the bowling alley. Take your friends out for a night.
You know what makes it a joyride? The fact that you're not supposed to do it and you can't do it, but you're doing it anyway. That's the joy of it.
Okay.
The fact that it's a luxury car, that's like joyride doesn't do it justice. You have to come
performance
up with
car. Performance car.
You know? That's different.
Yeah. It was fun.
I bet it was.
I didn't like the clutch on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the car yet, so that's not the car you're going to get.
I would never get that car.
Oh, never. Wow.
No. I didn't like the design. The wheels were terrible. The body was ugly. It was a bad time for Porsche. They almost went out of business in that era.
So what are you, a Bugatti guy?
No, I didn't say I wouldn't get a Porsche. I said I wouldn't get that Porsche.
That Porsche, okay.
Yeah. Am I a Bugatti guy? Nah, that's too much, man. I just want something to have fun in every day.
Yeah, I mean,
I would probably do a Porsche.
Okay.
I mean, you could drive it every day.
You can. But that would be the car? That would be it?
If you could afford to pay for the maintenance, you can, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. The maintenance on these vehicles is just crazy, man.
But, I mean, yeah, if I had it, that'd probably be where I'd lean. I mean, I want a car I could drive every day. That's all.
But I think with those kind of cars, those are cars that you would you wouldn't drive it any day. You would have a car that you drive every day, and you would have that car for your, you know.
Talking to the wrong guy.
So, wait.
There are a lot of people who would keep that in the garage and wax it.
You could drive it sometimes, but listen, so, wait,
no,
you're going to drive.
Sometimes. I would drive it pretty much every day.
You would drive that every single day.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, unless I had to take something bigger, and then I'd take a truck.
Yeah, I've never been a guy that's going to buy like 10 cars anyway. Probably have like
two. That's all I need.
Yeah, two is all I need.
One what do I need more for? I got a car I'm going to have fun in and drive all the time, and then I got a car that's going to sit in the parking lot until I decide I need a truck.
You just convinced me I have to get three.
Three. What's the third?
Well, I would have my luxury vehicle, so similar to the Porsche, like that we mentioned. That would be for like, you
performance.
Know, so you know, when I'm feeling.
When you're feeling frisky.
Yeah, you know what? My swag is turned up an extra dollar to.
Okay.
It's that.
It's funny. You want it to look good, and I want it to like perform well.
I
want to
look good. I definitely want to look good.
I just want to drive fast.
And feel good, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have my regular vehicle that I would drive on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
Then I have a truck for
see,
the
see, the only problem with me getting a 911 Turbo S is we'd have to have a lawyer on retainer here.
Oh, man, because you would be putting that pedal to the metal so often. I mean, how many tickets would you get for speeding?
Let's just say we'd have to cover a lot more police stories.
I believe that.
Let's see, we'd be like at least 2 days a week covering police stories.
I can go with that. It's going to cost us because there's no way you're going to drive that car and not get caught out. I mean, we might as well. You might as well just drive with your lawyer. Just have him in the vehicle with you every time.
Nah.
We'll just have him on speed dial.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know, though. I'm a lot tamer than I used to be. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but that 911, well, not the 911, but that Porsche will bring it out of you. That performance vehicle will bring
it's hard out to you. Hold back, you know. It's hold the heart. Wow. I got to learn how to speak today, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's wow. Am I having a stroke? You want to check?
No,
that's
you
like
just,
the first sign of a stroke. It's hard to hold it back.
You've been listening to me for too long. That's what it is.
I might be having a stroke. This is definitely a sign of a stroke.
If I had a million, then.
If you had a million?
No, I've had a million, then. Signs of having a stroke. Happens to me.
Are you sure I'm not having a stroke?
I think you seem pretty okay. You seem fine.
Am I slurring at all?
No.
Okay. Don't worry.
You are good, my man.
All right, no, I'm good.
You're good. Yeah,
but I just got excited. We were talking about Porsches. All right, so you'd have a sedan, like a Maybach.
Yeah,
a Range Rover, and a Porsche. Jenny's probably drooling over this conversation. He's like, "Say R8, say
R8." You know, the regular, the my day-to-day vehicle would be a Tesla. You know, I love those.
I like the Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably live with that.
No,
I don't really need anything special.
I mean, I think I'll be good with that.
All right, I drove over the weekend.
Yeah.
And Jack was in the car, and I got on the gas. Jack goes, "What was that?"
Did he?
It's like, that's called speed, son.
Yeah, what did he have to say after that? Did he like it?
I don't know. I just focused.
Well, you
forget about the curveball, Ricky. Give him the heater. All right, we're good?
We are good, man.
We're good? Did we give him an hour?
We gave him over an hour.
We gave him over an hour?
Yes, we did.
Kevin!
Yeah.
Told you not to do that anymore.
It happens sometimes. They deserve it.
I'm just kidding. They do deserve it. I love when we give them more than an hour. We give them 7 more minutes to make it an hour and a half even. Were you on time?
You know what? I will say we should. Was I on time? Yes, I was.
There is a first for everything, Kevin. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
To celebrate.
Actually, you know what? Maybe I'm kidding. I might have been 30 seconds to a minute maybe.
Early?
No, later. Maybe 3:30. Maybe 3.
We gotta give him 8 minutes now.
Maybe 3:01.
8 minutes? 8 whole minutes?
I mean, we can do it. I mean,
I got calls to make and people to see. All right, let me check my email real quick. Nah, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, we can give him like 6 more.
You know what? This is a dead week anyway. We could give him 2 hours today.
I mean, hey, Michael, I'm flowing how you're flowing, man. So, see how it goes, you know. But we have a show tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, and honestly, you know what, Michael? We do have a lot to do.
Yeah.
So,
7 minutes? 6 minutes now.
6 minutes. We can give him 6 more minutes. And,
I got to call this guy back.
Of course you do.
This guy is.
I don't even know who that guy is.
The guy's from Dunn and Broad Street.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got to talk to him so we could get a new app in the app store.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to talk to him. New app may be coming.
Okay.
But they like approve you. They kind of pre-approve you for the App Store. It's kind of weird. The iOS store is so weird.
Weird.
You have to have a Dunn and Broad Street account.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then you got to talk about your Dunn and Broad Street. The guy wants to just sell me stuff. He's going to be like, "Hey, I have a couple of questions for you. Did you not want to take the super protection, extra protection plan? And then if you want to take that, do you not want to take the insurance plan? And then if you do want to take that, we have a perfect startup kit for people who are just getting the Dunn and Broad Street thing. It's only about $595, sir. Would you like to do that? Because that's going to get you through super fast. If not, I could process your paperwork today, but it's going to take 3 weeks to pass. And if so, then I'm going to have to wait on that paperwork for,
you know, about 6 months here. But if you want to take it, I'll prove it today, rubber stamping and all. You'll be good to go right after Thanksgiving, son.
That's how they get you.
Oh, yeah.
Have thought about acting, too? Has acting been a
no.
Give you? No?
I mean, I get, if somebody approached me, I would do it. I just, I did. I was in a play once.
Oh, okay.
In college. I was in a couple plays. I was in Macbeth, I think. What was the one that Michael Keaton was in? That was not Macbeth.
Robin Hood?
No. Michael Keaton.
No, I'm sorry. Kevin Costner was in Robin Hood.
See, look, nobody knows. They just Google Michael Keaton Shakespeare movie. Much Ado About Nothing. Much Ado About Nothing. I was Michael Keaton's character. I was like, I was a drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a good drunk too. I was like,
I thought about acting for a little while.
Kevin, I don't know where we went.
When is this?
Where are we going, Kevin? And take me to my car.
That was it?
No, I had like lines. I don't know what they were. You want me to read some of the lines?
I mean, let's. I wish they had footage on this.
Of me? Nah, they didn't have cameras back then.
Nah, that would have been cool to see.
Let's see. I don't know if we can get the script here.
It'd be nice if I just go somewhere and maybe these.
Dogberry was the name of the character.
Fit me in for a role.
Dogberry script. Dogberry. Dogberry scenes. Much Ado About Nothing script. If they just fit you in for a role,
yeah.
Who do you want to be against? Like Vivica A. Fox or something, Williams?
I just need a start, man. I just need a opportunity. That's all. Put me on camera and give me a shot.
Oh, I think I had a speech here. Are you good men and true? Nay, that were a punishment too good for them. If they should, I don't even know. I'm just
hate
reading
that
this out
kind
of context.
Of talk,
I know.
I hate the
it's
he's
the worst.
Read like that?
Oh, it's
like,
awful.
Who's talking like that?
Then I had to be drunk on top of it, which was good because if you screwed up your lines, it's like nobody ever knew.
I'm drunk, right? Yeah.
I'm drunk. I was like, listen.
No, that's
I
definitely.
I don't know. I got the belch and everything. Like, I had that.
Wow.
Where are we here? Yeah. I don't play a good drunk, do I?
I mean,
I was like standing and stumbling, it'd be funnier.
Yeah, I was going to say, we would need to.
I did get a lot of laughs. I fell off the stairs one night on purpose. Like, we had stairs on the set, and I just.
Purpose, huh?
Well, yeah, I wanted to, like, I had to get laughs. Yeah, I think the leads didn't like me that much.
Yeah.
I mean, they were always like, hey, what's up? But I think they didn't like me because I was, like, you know, stealing laughs from them. I was too funny.
Nah,
you know, when you get to be the drunk, you get to be funny.
Yeah, that's a problem, you know. If I'm supposed to be the star of the show and you're over here taking my attention away.
But I wanted to be funny.
Yeah, but, you know.
That was my whole point. I was just supposed to be funny.
Hey, so you accomplished
it. I was in some other show, too. Oh, I was in, what's that play? I remember this line. It was, let's see. The line was, Mr. Jarvis was the theater teacher, and I had him in high school as a substitute, oddly enough.
Mr. Jarvis.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I'm not sure if he liked me. What was the show called? It was that one. Oh my God, I can't remember. I have to think about it. Michael, it was. You know, I went to every performance.
Your mom would remember, would you?
Of course. What was it called? It was the one where. Oh my God, I don't know. They're trying to figure out evolution. If they should teach evolution in school, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, I don't know either. And then I had, like, in high school, I took acting class because it was a credit. You know what I mean?
Easy A.
Yeah, so I had a couple things I had to do there. If you try, you get an A.
Okay.
Yeah, all you have to do is memorize some lines and you're good.
Basic effort. I took, like, a college course in...
Did you ever act? Yeah.
Yeah, in college, I had a course I took.
Let me hear a line from one of your things.
I was never in a play or anything. It was just, you know, practicing.
I don't know. I could act.
Man, yeah, honestly, it's something I would.
I feel like I'd be much happier acting as, like, instead of being funny, seriously, I'd be much better being like, I would be much happier being like John McClane.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That role?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Matt.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I see you more in the
role.
Come on,
I'd be perfect for that role.
You'd be perfect in a comedy. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Because I think with a gun to my head, you know, by Gruber, I'd be amazing. I'd be laughing just like Bruce Willis.
Oh, man.
You don't think so?
Man. Maybe we have to reshoot the movie and
oh, here's my mother.
And see.
Here you go.
Oh, she's giving a
call. She's not Skyping. She doesn't remember how to use the computer. Hello.
Inherit the wind.
Inherit the wind. There you go.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hello. Hi. Hello. Hi. Caller, turn down your radio, please.
I'd be much better being like.
She's like 8 minutes behind, by the way.
She knew right on.
She's just hearing the Bruce Willis thing.
It's funny. You said she was gonna call.
Goodbye. She didn't even want to talk today.
Wow.
She only called me like 8 times over the week, and I ignored. It's like, sorry, can't talk now. It said, that number cannot accept text messages. Yeah. Huh?
Thanks for giving us the feedback, giving us the name of the play you were in.
Oh, Inherit the Wind. You're thanking her.
Yeah.
I think I'd be good as like, I think because of my hockey, like my attitude on the ice, I'd be great as like that wise guy superhero. You know what I mean?
No, sometimes it, you know, it translates.
That's the role I could play. Because that's how I played hockey. Like, I'd laugh at somebody when they'd hit me.
Okay, man. We'd have to reshoot a movie or something like
Let's
that.
Let's do it. Let's do a scene. I'll be like, we could do that or a transporter. But transporter doesn't talk. I talk too much to be the transporter.
Yeah,
I'll grow out the scruff a little.
Yeah, you have to be quiet for like 45 minutes.
I could be a, you know.
Until you say something.
Rambo didn't talk either.
Nah, he didn't have much words.
Yeah. That's the role I could do. And Bruce was phenomenal. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm just saying, like, that's where I would, in my mind, fit. I don't see myself doing comedy. Like, what am I going to do, pratfalls?
No, I mean, like, not, like, comedy. Like, almost this is being...
Like Chris Farley? Like,
see, not Chris Farley. I'm trying to think.
Fat guy in a tiny coat. Vince Vaughn. I don't know.
You know, like, he does comedy, but he's not really a comedian.
Yeah, like the Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, you know, those types of roles.
Maybe. I don't know.
I love Vince Vaughn, and I think he's great.
In which one?
Just honestly, man, just about everything. The comedy roles, of course, Wedding Crashers, that's a classic.
Yeah. His last few movies haven't been good, though.
Yeah, I mean, what was the Google one?
That was terrible. I watched that on a plane. I wanted to hang myself.
That one was...
I was the guy in Airplane hanging from the... Never mind. It's a reference way over your head. You never watched the movie Airplane?
No.
That's what. Oh my God!
In it, I've heard of it, but
surely you can't be serious.
But it's before my not before my time. It's a little.
It was before your time.
What's the other movie? Anchorman.
Vince Vaughn's not an Anchorman.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Remember, he's the reporter from the opposing station.
Oh, is that Anchorman 2?
That was 2 and two. So yeah. I think he was in 1 too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Initially, yeah.
Anchorman cast. He was in Dodgeball, wasn't he?
Dodgeball. That's another classic, of course.
I don't know. I'm not really into the acting thing.
Yeah.
Inherit the Wind, Michael. No, he's not in Anchorman.
He's definitely in Anchorman.
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah. It wasn't a big role, but it was like a cameo.
I'm looking at the entire cast. Hold on. Anchorman 2 cast. He's not even... he's in Anchorman 2.
He's definitely not an Anchorman 1?
Definitely not an Anchorman 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did I get that from?
Not the sports pages, clearly. Oh, yeah, LeBron is 6'8". No, Vince Vaughn was definitely an Anchorman 1. Oh, no, I'm telling you. Take it to the bank.
Nah. Yeah, but Vince is great, though.
Yeah.
You know, he really is.
Yeah, really?
Correct. I enjoy his movies
a lot. I did like Wedding Crashers.
He has a lot more.
He's good with that Owen Wilson.
Yeah, him and Owen Wilson, they have a great chemistry.
What was the other one he was in with Jennifer Aniston when they were together?
The Breakup.
The Breakup. That was a pretty sad one.
That was good. I like that one.
You like Meet the Fockers?
Oh my! Well, Meet the Parents, the first one, not the Fockers so much. No.
Yeah.
Meet the Parents, the first was classic to me.
It was great.
That movie was so
great.
Funny. Yeah.
All right.
I think we've given them actually more than the...
we've given them more. It's three. You know, it's an hour and 34 minutes. I would give them all the time in the world. Time is our most precious resource. It's the nicest thing you could ever give somebody. So I would give you the Terrifics endless amounts of time. But I have to go do some work so that we can keep the lights on, so we can bring in some more sponsors, you know, stuff like that. So we can sit here and goof on fun things. We'll have... I think we're going to have a guest tomorrow, I'm hoping. And then obviously we won't be here the rest of the week. Next week, we'll have some more fun with guests and stuff. Kind of a quiet week this week, Kevin.
Yeah, we had a lot on our plates.
Yes. I could act. I could be the reporter in a, like, you know, I could be in Batman. I could be, Commissioner Gordon, is there a 6-foot bat in Gotham City? And if so, is he on the police payroll? No.
You do that?
I could do that. But I do think, like, I really could be the, you know, against the Hans Gruber.
I mean, we'd have to see. We would have to see. I can't say you can't. I can't say
there
you
are
would.
A lot of people I'd like to shoot at in a movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Nakatomi Towers.
Don't have time for that long list.
No. In the movie.
In the movie.
I'd shoot at Hans Gruber.
Okay.
See, my problem, even in the movie, I'd probably race through the scenes. I'd be like, I have to get to Gruber. I don't want to deal with all you little ones. You know? I'd be like running right up the stairs.
That could be a problem.
I don't have the patience for that strategy stuff.
I was going to say the time that it would take. A lot of patience.
But I do feel like I could jump, you know, onto the elevator and do all that stuff.
Or you're going to do your own stunts.
I mean, as much as Bruce Willis does.
So, okay.
I love when he... Don't you love the scene where he takes the fire hose and he goes through the window?
I mean, yeah, I love that movie. The first one was great. I think all of them, actually.
They were all... Well, till four. One, two, and three were great.
Even the last one. I like
really?
That. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Live Free or Die Hard?
Yeah, I know it's a bit outlandish, but it's a movie. It's always jumping on a fire hose and going through a window, you know? So.
Yeah. But I definitely could... I think I could pull off the wise guy act.
I mean, you could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
Like, you want me to get my chair? You don't remember that from the third one?
Was that the third one?
Yeah. Yeah. Making fun of Hans Gruber's brother.
Oh, Jeremy Irons. That was his brother. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I could pretend like I'm figuring out the riddles.
Can't you? How many times have you seen this movie, by the way?
I watched them all, like, 100 times. All
right.
Die Hard, Die Harder, Die Hard 3 with a vengeance.
With a vengeance. Was that which one was the second one was with Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Third one.
That was the third one, okay.
Yeah, they were all good. But the third was probably my favorite because it was in New York City. And when I was younger, there weren't a lot of good movies in New York, made in New York City because for a while New York chased out all these movies.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. That was the case with
Mayor Koch. What?
Mr. Koch did that. He was responsible.
When I was a kid, they filmed Ghostbusters in Manhattan.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
And then they just...
They said, okay, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Guys are making our lives way too difficult.
Right, and now they're kind of back. But, I mean, Die Hard was one of the first... Die Hard 3 was one of the first to be back.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, especially action movies. There was never an action movie in New York City.
Yeah. Where's the last action hero film? Was that in New York at all?
Los Angelinos. Yeah.
Okay. Remember that movie as well. I think it had a New York scene.
It's probably the worst Arnold Schwarzenegger movie ever.
Yeah?
I'm sure he'd be happy if you mentioned that.
It's not the worst.
I think he's walked off interviews talking when people have asked him about it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's funny. I mean, it's probably not one of his better movies.
No. I saw Bruce Willis perform, by the way, at the Jazz Festival of America.
Perform
Foundation
what?
Of America. He plays the harmonica.
Yeah?
Yeah. He sings. He's good. He's pretty good.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wouldn't have penciled him in.
Neither would I. I mean, I knew he played. I thought it was like a joke. It was good, yeah.
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 Guess it can't all be acting, right?
It can't all be acting. I know Dave and I met a friend of his on the way to the Turks. On the way back from Turks last time, we saw the guy on the plane this time.
Yeah?
His name's Mike, yeah. Really nice guy.
Friend of Bruce's, huh?
Yes.
How is Bruce, he says?
I don't know. Didn't ask.
Bruce seems like a... very stern type of guy.
Yeah, I think the guy is a lot of fun. I'd love to get him on the show. I'm going to work that angle. I'm going to see the guy in December.
Yeah, we have to get Bruce up here.
That's what I think.
I agree. I definitely.
Or we could go to Bruce.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it.
Hey, Bruce.
Road trip.
Let's do it.
Then I could like literally sit with him and be like, I mean, I'm just saying I could probably do those scenes. No, like I said before, I could do those scenes. Just that's the kind of acting I would see myself fit in. I could never do it like him.
Yeah, I understand. I get what you're saying.
You know?
I get what you're saying.
Yes.
But who knows, man? If your time was dedicated to that.
Oh, I think I could do Saturday Night Live. I think I'd be funny on Saturday Night Live.
That'd be good. Yeah. Did you see Saturday Night? Do you still watch it?
I do sometimes. I wanted to watch this weekend. I haven't seen it. I keep looking for that clip, but it's like. I don't know. You can't find it anywhere.
It was a real funny Trump skit that they did.
Maybe I just found it.
Yeah, that was
I might have just come across it. I don't know. Anyway, all right. You are the Terrifics. You make Be Terrific special. Thanks for getting us going today, Kevin. He is Kevin Foley. I'm Michael Artsis, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Until next time, for everyone here at Be Terrific, thanks for watching. Be Terrific.